Ghostly Talk. Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on March 1st, 2009.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Thank you, Bonnie. Tonight, we talk afterlife data with Dr. Dennis Griega. Have you ever seen a tall, blonde alien? Well, Miriam Delicato has, and she'll be talking to us later. Finally, Dr. Fred Allen Wolf from What the Bleep Do We Know joins us. This is going to be, just by my running around here, that our special guest host, Mr. Keith Brewer's in the house. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
And he's seeing me run around in circles and all that fun stuff.
I'm pretty sure I saw dust.
Yeah, that's how fast I was moving. So I forgot to grab my laptop, because if you haven't been able to tell yet by the way Bonnie sounded, Doug and Bonnie are actually remoting from, you know, to do the show tonight. Doug, Bonnie, you guys there?
Yep.
And indeed we are. We're remoting from beautiful, sunny Florida. We're actually right in the center in Orlando right now, or nearby Orlando anyway.
You had to
and unfortunately
something.
You caught us going out to dinner because we haven't eaten today. You know what happens is when you're out and about, sometimes it takes a while to schedule in these important things like eating. We did indeed get breakfast.
Not if you're on Weight Watchers. Not if you're on Weight Watchers. You have to eat no matter what.
Well, that's true. That's true. Fortunately, neither of us are saddled with that responsibility.
I prefer to watch my weight grow. That's my pastime.
So you guys are going to get dinner right now?
Oh, yes, definitely. But I'm still going to hang out and do the show.
Because you're getting...
You see some crunching and munching and ordering and stuff going on, but we're used to that anyway during the show.
Yeah, that's part of the course for us. So basically, Doug and Bonnie are going to be remoting. It's ironic because this happened back in June of last year. I was in Florida, and I remoted the show from the beautiful deck of the condo we were staying at. I was there doing the show and stuff like that.
Nice.
And Doug and Bonnie sat here, and they were in the driver's seat. Now the roles have been reversed. They're down there hanging out. I got to hear, how's things been down there so far for you guys?
absolutely, totally incredible. First of all, it was two 80-degree days in a row. How can you beat that? I mean, you can't beat that with a stick. And so what happens is we ended up getting sunburned and suntanned. I will definitely be showing you that. Scott, I'll be showing you my face as soon as I can possibly see you. And you will either be really jealous or really angry that I stayed out in the sun so long.
Well, it's your skin, so I'm not going to be angry. I can assure you of that. Right.
I'm pretty sure he might also beat you with a stick. The weather.
Yay! I mean, no!
That's not right.
Yeah.
That's not right. You know how cold it is here.
So it's been more or less an R&R for you guys. You've been kicking back. It has been a paranormal free trip. We get to do those every once in a while here on the show and stuff like that, and I'm pretty sure it has been. Huh?
Scott, I have to correct you briefly. It's not totally paranormal free.
Why is that?
Because, you know, nothing we do can be absolutely paranormal free. This is our hobby. This is our passion. And so we met up with the venerable Vance S. West.
Yes,
of TrinityScience.com.
Oh, yeah.
We met up with him. That was all day yesterday. And then today, we happen to have sitting at our table a very famous, very funny, and very paranormal individual. We have the one and only Jay Gow. Yes, Gowan from Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, from everything. This is the Jay Gow. He's on the phone right now if you care to say hi.
Hi, is Jason there?
Hi, Scott.
Oh, wait, how did he get on the phone?
Sometimes I work in mysterious ways, like Jesus.
Well, I'll recap from back in June. I actually got to hang out with the same people, Doug and Bonnie. I got to hang out with Vance West the first night we were there, which was absolutely amazing. We've been working with Vance on the show here for, God, since 2003, I think we've been working with Vance, and it was really great to finally meet him in person. And we got to go to Disney World with Gowan, Amber, and I. So, yeah, it's something you guys are kind of following the same track that we're following.
Yes, only the other side of the state. We're on the Gulf side where we're staying, and you guys were on the ocean side, I believe.
No, we were on the Gulf side.
That, what?
We were at Madeira Beach.
Oh, interesting. So it's pretty much a carbon copy, then.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are pretty much staying in the same place we were staying at, probably down the street from where we were staying at. So yeah.
Yes, we're in the 1.5-star hotel just up the street from where you guys were.
Oh, okay. Because we were in a condo. We had to rent a condo for the week.
Oh, yes. Well, no, we got a 1.5-star motel. It was pretty much worth that. Yeah, 1.5-star.
Well, either way, you've got the warm.
Yeah, you got the heat. We don't have that here. It's ice. It's literally...
We're not happy.
It's freezing up here. It's painful. We talked about that a couple weeks ago, Doug. Years ago when we were buying all of our gear and stuff, how we'd go out and it didn't matter how cold it was outside. We wanted to go out and try our gear out. And there was that one particular night where we went out to that cemetery that was next to the prison. You know what cemetery I'm talking about.
Yep.
And we went out there with our cameras, and it was so cold outside that we were out there for maybe like 5 minutes, and we got in the car and we were in pain. Our hands, they weren't cold, they were in pain. Right?
It was actual pain. our fingers were literally frozen through to the bone. I really thought that was the closest thing that I could have ever to frostbite.
It was it was horrible. So yeah, just the point being is that that's the weather here. it's freezing cold out, guys. So
yeah, I'm saying that as a person that loves snow.
Yeah,
it's
horrible. You too. Okay. Yeah, you also, because you know I'm Nordic. Okay, and I love the cold. I have my personal beliefs about the cold. I think when it gets cold outside, the recharge factor on the street goes down by about 70%. Right.
Occasionally.
Because retards, they don't want to come out. They just want to hide. Right. When it's cold, but when the weather breaks. Or drive. When the weather breaks, they come out and, you know, they're in army stature. They're out there just destroying everything in sight.
There's a 2-week period of idiocy when it snows. The first 2 weeks, people forget how to drive.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. But in general, I mean, people just like, you know, it seems like things quiet down a little bit. Snow literally freezes up all the stupidity around us. And that's why when the summer comes, I'm like, oh, God. It's just kind of like when the winter comes in, it's like, oh, boy, everybody's going to be driving like idiots. When the summer comes, the same exact thing happens. So, you guys, I hate to say this, but you're coming back, you're going to be hitting ice-cold weather, guys. I'm sorry to tell you.
And some snowballs chucked at you from
yeah.
By the way, I do believe
I
we froze
wait.
Your clothes yeah. in the freezer.
You,
so when you come back, we did not do it.
So, yeah, hey, so you have to hang out with Vance, and you're hanging out with Gowan right now. You guys are coming back tomorrow, right?
Exactly. Tomorrow afternoon we're supposed to fly in. However, I've heard that the East Coast is undergoing a big, major snowstorm.
Yes, it is.
At the moment, like as we're speaking.
And
so hopefully our plans don't get delayed.
What'd you guys do with Vance? I got to ask you, because I know me and Vance are sat and drunk.
Oh, you don't want to know. No, I mean, what didn't we do
did
with Vance?
It involve all
we
three of you. What's that?
What we did is we took him, we ended up going
well,
to
first we got some mayonnaise. Sorry, go ahead.
That reminds me of a show we saw once when on the road. But anyway, no, that was Ranch and Sugar or something. I don't remember. It was hideous. Anyway, no. This was, it was all pretty cool. We went to the St. Petersburg Pier, and evidently there is something about 70 and 80-year-old scuba diving. They must do this, and they do this off of the St. Petersburg Pier. And what we got to see was them coming back in from their trip, floating in on their backs, and cracking jokes with the people standing and fishing off the pier. And it was so like not Michigan that I thoroughly enjoyed it. There was a car show on the pier. I bought an ice cream cone on the pier, and there was also a pirate ship. It was amazing.
So where was Vance when this was going on?
He was tagging along, and this, by the way, was the first time he'd ever been to St. Petersburg Pier, even though he lived within minutes of it.
Oh, okay.
did I hear that correctly?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. You guys talk amongst yourselves for just a moment, okay?
What happened now? Where are you going?
Uh-oh.
We want to order our food.
I knew it. All right, I'm putting you, put yourself on mute. I don't want to hear you getting your double cheeseburger or whatever the hell it is, all right?
yeah, I don't want to torture you.
I have some,
yes, I'm putting myself on mute.
I have some announcements to make, so just pop on in whenever you feel like it, Doug, okay?
Oh, we're going to hear this guy. Oh, that's
like
Scott.
He's not on mute. Listen to him. I'm going to turn this up.
The trick is to be smarter than the
They're mute talking button. Crap about me right now. Listen.
Well, did he just order
none of it. No.
Is that fast food?
Of course it's fast food.
Did you make a run to the border?
I told him, now you just heard me tell him to put it on mute, didn't I?
Yep.
I said, put your phone on mute. I don't want to hear you ordering your burger. And he's got it off mute right now. Doug! Doug!
Put down the milkshake and burger.
Doug!
The pepper's hot itself. The cheese is
regular cheese. All right, I'm just going to pull him out. All right. I'm going to pull him completely out because I know I can't perform with that kind of noise in the background. Anyways, this is Ghostly Huck. I'm Scott L.
And I am Keith.
Doug and Bonnie and Gowan are ordering food as we speak. I'm actually listening to them in the monitors right now. You guys can't hear it. A couple things I want to announce. Actually, Keith, behind you, right behind you there on one of the shelves, you see those DVDs there, those ones that are all the same? Whoa! What was that? Anyways,
I'm sorry. That was
grab one funny. Of those DVDs off the shelf right there. Yeah. We're going to be giving away another one of these. Let me see. Yeah, there it is right there. Cool. I gave away one of these last week, one of our illustrious listeners. Won this DVD, and we have another copy of it this week. We're going to be giving away EVP Postmortem Canticles of Necromancy. This is some really cool stuff. Basically, this is an artist. His name is Scorpios from Germany. He sent us a whole box of these things, and it's like all kinds of wild music, but it's mixed with EVP. It's really cool stuff. We're not doing it yet. We're not doing it just yet. I'll be letting you guys know when you have to start emailing in, but not just yet. Sometime tonight, we're going to be giving away another one of these DVDs tonight. Really cool stuff. EVP, Postmortem Canticles of Necromancy. Really, really cool stuff.
A funny story about that, Scott.
Yeah, what's up?
Wasn't it like Wednesday or Thursday somebody tried to pre-in?
Yeah. Somebody emailed us this week and said, I'm trying to jump you on the mic here before you guys get on the air. I want to win this contest. And it don't work that way. Sorry. I think his name
However,
is
Monica, I think it's a very clever idea. It was a very, very good try. I really appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Are you guys enjoying your cheese bread, by the way, Doug?
Actually, we're at a Mexican restaurant, so we're getting the chips and salsa.
Well, we heard you ordering.
I'm sure it's only a point or two on the weight loss.
Oh, by the way, update on my thing. I'm down 15 pounds now. I think I told you that this week.
Ooh.
So I'm down. Gross. I'm down. Yeah, I've lost
awesome.
15 pounds. That's my other big announcement this week. We did the DVD thing. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more later on. I want to mention our 7-year anniversary.
Yeah.
I want to keep pushing this thing. This is going to be the 20th. Oh, my God, my brain just... It's on our website, but God forbid I look at the website. 21st of March at the Bear Den. Yeah.
2009.
Yeah, the world-famous Bear Den we're going to be having this at. Don't look at me funny like that, Keith. You know what's going on. All right?
Is it Bear Den?
We'll talk about it later.
It may actually be... I found out this weekend. It may actually be the haunted Bear Den.
Oh, the haunted Bear Den. Yeah, well, we've discussed this before, that you've had some weird stuff happen to you.
There's even more evidence now, and I haven't seen it with my eyes because I've been away, but what we did is we put a webcam down in the basement.
Really?
Where some of the activity was happening. We put a webcam, and it triggers to record or to take pictures or whatever if it sees anything going on.
Okay.
2 a.m. in the morning. Nobody in the house. I'm in Florida. Nobody else lives there during the weekend. 2 a.m. in the morning, and I haven't seen this yet, but evidently the entire basement lit up and started flashing for 2 minutes.
What?
Like flash, 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 flash. Like it just was insane, evidently, for 2 minutes starting at 2 a.m.
Who was
on either Friday night or Saturday night.
Well, did this get recorded?
EJ is the person, you know, who kept up the website while we were on Coast to Coast AM.
Yeah.
The same person who you know, we both know. We all know, actually.
Oh, yeah. Unsung Hero goes
that's the person who reported it to me, and I believe he captured the stuff. I believe he did.
I'm going to have to get with him on that this week and see if we can get that up on the website, maybe. We'll keep you guys posted on that. That's insane, though.
That sounds very interesting.
That's insane, dude.
Is it a flaw in the webcam, the software, or did this really happen? We're going to have to do some investigation. Like I said, I just heard about it. I haven't seen any of the evidence yet.
I mean, we might have to camp out down in the basement at the Bear Den there sometime and just hang out and just do some recording.
I'll bring the marshmallows.
Yeah.
We're camping.
So, yeah, that's interesting, Doug. We're going to have to look into that some more. Other thing I want to mention, I'm in big trouble for this, too. You guys remember these lost archives I've been talking about?
Yep.
Well, I'm really trying to get those things done. I don't know if you heard about this or not, Keith. We're doing some, we're kind of consolidating all of our data we've compiled over the years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through some stuff, trying to find some old stuff, and I was actually reorganizing a bunch of CDs I have and stuff like that. And I come across this writable CD that didn't have any label on it, so I'm like, oh, okay, interesting. So I slap it on the computer, and I find a bunch of stuff on there. And long story short, I end up finding three or four archives that were lost, actually. Of shows from 2003, I think. What my plan is here, people, you guys have heard this for the last 3 weeks, I know, I'm sorry, is I'm going to be getting these things done and getting them up on the website so you guys can check them out. I was hoping, I know last week, I will quote myself by saying that last week I said I would have them ready this week, and I didn't get them done this week. I am going to do my damnedest. I know, tisk. I know, I'm a horrible guy. I'm going to do my damnedest to get these things done this week and get them up on the website for you guys. I totally apologize. I'm sorry. It just was one of those weeks. It's been kind of crazy around here, and I really...
It's always crazy.
I got to get them done. So that's a big thing. But again, we were talking about the 7-year anniversary thing, though, too. That's the 21st of March. We're inviting all of our friends out for that who listen to the show.
Which means I will not be there.
Yeah, Keith is not going to be there. We don't want you there. Sorry, dude.
There's even a picture of my face, so just...
Do not let this guy in. You can't let him in. No, Keith will be there in full force. A bunch of us will all be there in full force. We're going to tape the show that night, and then we're going to rebroadcast it Sunday night for a regular show, and then put it up there for the
all
archive.
Because of me.
All because of Keith. Because it's all about Keith there, so that's a big thing.
Well, he has to tape it, or you have to tape it, rather, and edit all of me out.
Well, we got to watch it. I don't want to spend the whole day editing.
You don't want to hear any, like, drunken Irish songs in the background.
We'll do our best, Keith. I hope we don't get too much of that on there. So yeah, that's a big thing coming up here. New month ahead of us here. Big night tonight. We've already talked about that a little bit. A few minutes we're going to be talking to Dr. Dennis Grega about his website. What is it? Oh my God, afterlifedata.com. Really interesting website. We'll get more to that also later on. Another thing I want to mention tonight too is submit your commercials. That's what I have on my notes. And I've been kind of pushing this the last couple weeks, too. And we're getting some great submissions. We're going to have a lot of new stuff you're going to be hearing on the show here. If you have a podcast or another radio show, a paranormal show, or if you have a ghost hunting group or something like that, and you have like a little 30-second, one-minute commercial bumper thingy, whatever, send it our way. If it's an MP3 form, if you really want to send a disc to us, you can. I don't suggest you waste your money on postage and discs and stuff like that. But if you really want to send us a disc of it, you can send it to P.O. Box 321, Warren, Michigan. Yeah, we've had a P.O. Box forever. P.O. Box 321, Warren, Michigan, 48090. Just email it to us, though. That's the best way. Email it to us. It'll cost
smoke
money.
Signals.
There you go. Smoke signals will work, too. Whatever. Whatever's going to be the cheapest for you to do. But we will play these on the show for you. We are free advertising here for everybody who wants to have something on the show. Feel free to do that. It's totally cool. But send them in. Submit your commercials. We really want to do that. And thank you to all the people that are submitting their commercials. We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
It keeps the show free. It keeps everything here free. And the people that are submitting commercials, ask them. They're not getting charged for it either. We're not charging them for any type of airplay or anything like that. It's all free. Can't stress that enough. Can't stress that. Totally. Free. Are you guys still out there, or are you guys just stuffing your faces now?
No, we're still here.
I could have swore I heard chewing.
Well, what else happened? What else did you guys do down there? You're killing me.
What else did we do?
Wow, what didn't we do? We did go to the beach, and we wandered up and down the beautiful white sand and looked out at the ocean or at the Gulf and thought, why can't this be in Michigan? Why do we have to come up to here? But I have to say, Floridians are extremely fortunate because there's hauntings down here as well. I mean, you know, you can't go anywhere without somebody telling you about their hauntings. So there's hauntings down here as well. And they've got it all the way around. They've got the beautiful weather. They've got the sandy beaches, the Gulf, the attractions, and just absolutely beautiful. Yes, the beautiful people, like Hulk Hogan. And then we have hauntings as well. I mean, this place is rich in history. And, I think February is like Pirate Month or something. They've got this pirate regatta or something, I don't know, going on. And it's just amazing, all of this history happening in such beautiful weather.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool, and you guys are going
to... Did you have to say beautiful one more
time? How many times are you going to say beautiful, Doug?
There's also degrees. A very beautiful tiki bar.
Oh, you guys got loaded, didn't you?
Well, we found a winery, too.
You found a winery?
They actually have the Florida winery. They make wine. There's only one wine there. There's like, what was it, 56 or 36 selections of
a
wine
lot.
That they make.
I don't know. They were all good.
Yeah, I agree. Only one of them was made out of grapes. What? The entire rest of them are made out of like citrusy or tropical kinds of fruits. And just amazing stuff.
Well,
we may have even bigger and badder parties because they do mail order up to Michigan.
Oh, God. Is it nicer than the Haunted Warren Winery?
yes.
Only in the fact that they have wine there.
Well, we have all types of wines here. We have we have Pucker. We have Absolute. we have water. I mean, what a dolly fop that may be. I mean, it's coffee. Beautiful. I mean, I think we have plenty of our stock here, our fine stock here at the Warren Winery. I'm looking forward to maybe seeing or trying what you guys are going to bring back from Florida, though. Hopefully it's good.
We hope to impress.
You better. So Gowan's there with you guys. We heard from him a second ago. What trouble have you guys gotten into with him so far?
So far, the only thing we did is we drove around looking for the restaurant. That was a hoot. But but what we did is we tried to relay to him some of our adventures in Florida, because, you know, him being from Florida and usually broadcasting on, what, WBZT? WBZT here in Florida,
yeah.
Southern Florida. You know, he's used to all this wonderful weather and things like that, so we had to impart to him how incredibly fortunate he is, and then, of course, he takes the wind out of our sails and says, I'm from Pennsylvania. I go,
yeah.
Oh, okay, well, you know, then you get it. You get how excited we are.
And how angry we are that you're there.
It's still a nice move to go from Pennsylvania to Florida. Because it's just as cold in Pennsylvania. We got plenty of friends in Pennsylvania. I'm sure they're freezing to death right now too. But
less clothing, except
God, even the studio's cold tonight. I mean, it's even cold in here, and I mean we have the heat on this place. So yeah, it's pretty ridiculous here. But it sounds like, oh my God, it sounds like everything's going really good for you guys. Though I'm glad you guys had a good time, and you'll be coming back tomorrow.
Yep.
You'll be
Jason
back.
Jason wants to impart some knowledge upon you.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you how much I love you and how much I miss you.
Scott,
wow.
He misses you.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you, Gowan.
It's been too long.
Well, we'll have to do Disney again or something.
Yeah, and Tower of Terror is not the same without you.
Oh, really? Why? Why is that?
Because there's I'm embarrassed, but I'm the only big guy screaming.
Yeah, we got the pictures from last year. My hair was just, like, standing up. It was hilarious. Amber's hair was standing up. Didn't Amber buy a picture from that thing, Jason?
Yeah, I think she did, actually.
Yeah, we got the picture from the Tower of Terror, and we all look just absolutely ridiculous. it's unbelievable. That's probably one of the coolest things they have. That's Universal Studios, and that's probably the coolest ride there. I love that thing. It was so awesome.
It's always fun.
We rode like 8 times in a row.
Oh, did you?
It's always fun to watch your lunch contents come right back out.
Pretty much, and then go right back in. Because
mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing just
or
like
bounce off your head.
Well, you know, like remember the Demon Drop at Cedar Point? Yep. I mean, that thing's like super old right now, and that thing's it's like 25 years old now. Mm-hmm. That thing just takes you up to the top and drops you, right? And that's it. I mean, yeah, it sucks. It's heavy on you, but this thing takes you, and no, it doesn't twist. It just drops you and then picks you up and drops you again. Drops you, does this back and forth, and it's a randomizer. They said that Amber, because Amber knows everything there is to know about Walt Disney World. She said that they actually installed a randomizer into the system, so it isn't the same every time. It's a different ride every time you go on that thing. So you don't know what's going to happen. But yeah,
I used to have a buddy named Dave who could do that with just grabbing someone's feet.
It sounds to me like it's more like the pile driver of terror.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pow, pow,
oh, it's awesome.
Pow,
it's
pow.
An awesome ride. It's a really good ride. It's fun. And yeah, we'll have to go down there and do that again, guys.
$60.
Absolutely.
Put me on that thing and make me puke.
Yeah, how much money we paid to go there for that crap? And I'm like, this is what I'm paying for. This is great. I mean, so I can throw up with the crap food that I ate from this place earlier, too. Yeah, whatever.
Lasting memories, as long as you get on.
We got about a minute left, guys. Any closing comments before we get into this show?
No,
I'm good.
Comments.
Doug?
Jesus
Christ, this is a mess.
Oh, I love it. You guys, I just have to say, being in Florida this time of year for a Michigander is definitely a treat. I really cannot describe the feeling of laying out at the beach and getting sunburned in 80-degree weather 2 days from the end of February. It just is. It's the penultimate, even for a ghost hunter.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed rubbing it on our faces for the last half an hour, Doug. I'm glad
you're going to get some snow burns for me as soon as you come back.
Yeah. We got to go to break, though. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Dr. Dennis Griega and Michelle Sabo, actually, too. She's going to be coming on with Dr. Dennis Griega. We're talking about AfterlifeData.com. It's going to be really cool. This is Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L.
And I am Doug.
Whoop.
I'm Bonnie.
I think we got everybody in there. We'll be right back after this.
All right, listen up, everybody. I'm Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Yeah, you know me from Strangeland and the House of Aaron, TV and Stardust on Screen. And you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Know that.
Allstate Paranormal is proud to announce it's hosting the first East Central Indiana Paranormal Conference, July 9th to the 11th. 3 days of special guests,
workshops, lectures, and fun events. Fun for the whole family. For more information, please check us out at paraconference.com.
I care. recent experience where I strongly believe that I encountered a shadow person.
When I looked, it was January 5th, 2046.
I just, you know, I want to find an explanation for it. I want to rule it out as, you know, something that was logical.
There are many things we have yet to learn about and understand. Join us here at Supernatural Existence and learn about the many mysteries of the universe. Feel free to subscribe via any of your favorite podcast directories, including iTunes, or check us out on the Supernatural Existence website at www.globeye.com. The mysteries are waiting to be understood.
I really want to see something supernatural with my own eyes, not hear it or think I heard it or anything like that, actually see it with my own eyes, capture it on camera, hear something weird or something like that.
This is Ghostly Time.
Bounce back into the show with a heavy groove.
Yeah.
Keith, who do we got coming up here on the show?
We have Dr. Dennis Greger. I'm sorry if I butchered that. Dr. Dennis has been interested in the paranormal from an early age. He has been seriously researching afterlife source information since 2003 after reading Gary Schwartz's study on mediums, which lead to the collaborative creation of the afterlife... creationofafterlife.com.
And what, the Michelle is also there?
I'm quite sorry, I didn't... This is professional.
This is very professional.
Michelle Sabo. I'm sorry. Sabo?
Sabo. Yes.
This is why they don't give me a mic. Michelle Sabo has been participated fully in the creation of afterlifedata.com.
Mm-hmm.
Her interests are in psychic, paranormal, afterlife, energy work, yoga, organic food,
naturopathic medicine, and the like.
Ooh.
Yeah. Their website is www.afterlifedata.com, and I'd like to welcome Dr. Dennis Greger and Michelle Sabo to the show. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm quite sorry for that.
Yeah. Keith is very, very sorry.
I nailed it right on the head.
If that's any indication of what's going to happen here the rest of the night, I'm going to be sweating by the time we're done here. Afterlifedata.com. Check out the site. Thought it was really interesting. And, you know, there is this thing with, you know, sites coming around now, they're trying to, like, more or less collect data. I mean, you know, I think at the beginning with the internet and stuff like that, when it comes to paranormal research, a lot of the first wave of website, I guess, was more displaying stuff, which, you know, that's what part of this website is too. But I think the second wave now is more of a collection type database thing. You see what I'm saying? Of websites that kind of try to collect these things. Why'd you guys start up AfterlifeData.com?
Well, there's a wealth of information out there.
Yeah.
In terms of the afterlife, and you know, we're probably preaching to the choir right now, but the idea was to somehow present a format that would, you know, give this information in bite-sized chunks and allow people to, you know, look at it and look at various, you know, topics. We tried to pick out 200 and some topics that we thought would be of great interest.
Uh-huh.
And essentially try to put this into a format that made it interesting and informative, and try to be convincing and to give a description of what the afterlife is like.
And this is surrounded around it only. This isn't like, I mean, this is all afterlife type studies. Am I correct? I mean, that's a huge topic in itself, but I just want to make sure we specify that we're just dealing with afterlife type studies, correct?
Well, yeah. The thing, we actually, if you, on the website, we have a number of sections.
Okay.
We talk about them in general sections. There's death experience for adults and children. There's reincarnation. There's life on Earth. Dennis, help me out because I'm forgetting the other ones.
There's transformation from human to spirit. But you're right. The focus here is on the afterlife. We don't cover, you know, near-death experiences or EVP or out-of-body experiences. There's a number of great sites like that right now that cover those areas.
Well, yeah, and so, that's why I find this project, this website, so interesting, because it is focused more on afterlife studies. Now, granted, there have been a lot of studies that have went into, you know, what happens after we passed away, but I think what a lot of the research, I mean, as far as a lot of the public and popular research that's going on nowadays, is just, is there a ghost here or is there not a ghost here?
Right.
3 second attention span.
Yeah, you know, I mean...
You know, and it,
go ahead, Dennis.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Dennis, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, if this is the first time you're looking into the area, you know, you'll pick a book out and you'll read it. And the question is, you know, does it stand on its own? None of the books stand on their own. When you take them together, however, it presents an overwhelming amount of evidence, and they support each other, which is what we found. You know, in terms of the statistics itself, you know, there's a 95% agreement. And we thought, we weren't expecting that. We knew that there was a lot of consistency, but not to that degree.
Well, 95% agreement on, I mean...
On these topics,
as far as that they really are happening, like, for example, like a transformation from human to spirit, 95%
right.
of the people out there that may have been, you know, asked about this believe that that's going on? I mean, that you do turn to a spirit?
What we've taken is published works and compared it to actually a baseline. Our collaborators who wish to remain anonymous right now are from Afterlife 101. And one of them is a medium who has, you know, from that they've generated a book about the afterlife, and we've extracted 265 topics from that book. And from there we took then research, published research, going back to the early 1800s to the present, and then extracted that information and compared it with those topics to see if there was agreement or not. And we're finding that this published material, the channeled material, and we've also taken between life regression information, they're agreeing to the degree of 95%, which is astronomical. We didn't expect anything close to that.
Well, you know, I mean, and this is, well, yeah, this is based on, I mean, like you guys said, research articles and things of the sort. I mean, did you guys take any type of analysis from just the people themselves? Like, just, I mean, my question, I'm going to try to ask this. I don't even know how I'm going to ask it, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Did you talk to people about this also? I mean, was it just research that you guys researched on to get these statistics? Did you also talk to people too?
No, right now we're using published sources from well-known mediums, you know, like the Seth material, Alan Kardak, who, you know, wrote in 1859. We're taking information that has been reviewed by others over the years and have found to be credible.
You know,
and we're wondering whether the information in those books actually makes sense with what we're finding out. And we're finding that it does.
You know,
the other area that we're planning on expanding into is to begin talking to other mediums and seeing what their spirit guides are bringing through.
Interesting.
So that we can also add that to the data.
Yeah, what we're hoping to do is actually form circles from, you know, different places around the world, actually, with other mediums that will be asked the same questions that our current medium is answering and is providing spirit commentary on. And this way we can actually get, you know, agreement or disagreement, you know, from other mediums who, you know, we will definitely investigate to make sure that we feel that they're credible.
What I find really interesting is, you know, you mentioned a year a few seconds ago, 1859, right? Some of these published works you guys are looking at. And what I found, you know, I find this very interesting is that, I mean, that 1859, that's obviously a very long time ago, okay?
Yeah.
And really, when it comes to afterlife studies or even paranormal studies in general, I guess we can circle around ghosts and stuff like that and the afterlife. It really has, we're still kind of... from what I've seen, we're kind of still asking the same questions, though, I think. And that's not a bad thing. I think you need to keep asking these questions, but I find it fascinating still that's how elusive this study is or how mysterious it really is, too.
We're still on the cusp.
We're still trying to figure, you know, just hit maybe the crust of the thing, right, to try to get answers to this thing. I mean, you guys follow what I'm saying on that?
Oh, sure. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, NDEs only came about, you know, in the 70s, you know, in terms of popularizing that area. Same with out-of-body experiences. you know, basically it was generated by Monroe, although there was earlier works, you know, like Oliver Fox in the 20s. But still, not very many people know about those pieces of work. And, yeah, a lot of the areas on the paranormal are relatively recent.
Well, yeah.
Including J.B. Ryan from Duke, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was in the 30s and 40s.
Well, yeah.
So we're not talking about more than 100 years here.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, and there's, as we know, there is a lot of, there's a lot more research being done. I don't think necessarily on the afterlife. I think it's more, again, like I said before, on, you know, I just want to get scared. Or, you know, I let's be frank,
that's,
you know.
That's explainable, though. I mean, mankind's always been wanting to.
Well, we've always wanted to explore. We've always wanted to explore the unknown and things like that, and it's become a very popular thing to do that, and that's really cool. But I think this is a very interesting topic, though, to really start diving into the afterlife itself. We've talked about it a lot here on the show, I think, but I think it's something that and I'm glad to see somebody's really diving into it to see what's going on with this thing. Also, I mean, because I think, like anything, I think, guys, it's all interrelated some way or another. I mean, I think
right. The
ghosts in afterlife, they're married. They're stuck together. I mean, ghosts could be the explanation of the afterlife for all we know. I mean, we can't explain that just yet. But I mean, to see something centralized like this, I think it's great.
Oh, I agree. You know, in terms of ghosts themselves, what we're learning in terms of channeled material is that there's a number of different, quote, types of ghosts. Some of the information, or, you know, some of the visions that you see are aspects of a particular event that happened that caused a lot of energy in that area, and it keeps replaying itself, which is why some of those ghosts don't respond, you know, or don't even seem to be aware. They're not even really ghosts.
Yeah, residual hauntings.
They're
like
aspects of the soul.
Uh-huh.
Pardon?
Residual type hauntings, I guess.
Exactly, yes.
That's a technical term for it.
And then you have, the other, you know, the people that are actually confused and not aware of the fact that they're even dead and continue, or have, strong feelings about remaining on the earth.
Yeah.
And stay close.
There's sudden death, you know, and that's why we've talked about that, you know, places like Gettysburg. Well, why is a place like Gettysburg so haunted, right? Well, you know, I hate to be so graphic, but, you know, if you're standing there in the middle of a battlefield and, you know, you're getting it on, you're like, okay, I'm going to get the job done here, and then boom, something blows up and you are gone, right? You don't know, you may not know, hey, something just flashed and that was it, and now I'm walking around here and
there's no answers, no nothing.
Yeah, no, nothing's going on here, and that's a very, you know, logical thing, I think, for if that's to assume that, you know, the soul is a conscious living, breathing, a conscious thing.
But that same idea.
Yeah. That thinks after you pass away, right? So, I mean, there are all these things, and they are interrelated together. These are the things that make Afterlife Data a unique website. What else do you guys think make this a unique website? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, the two main points that we're trying to get across on the site is, one, that the evidence is so overwhelming that there is an afterlife, and two, we're trying to describe what the afterlife is like. So that if you go through all the topics on the site,
yeah. You'll
see that it covers everything from, you know, why you reincarnate, what your purpose is on life, you know, is there exercise and activities, you know, in the afterlife, what do you expect after you die, and so forth and so on. And so the idea here is, if you get past the first plateau where, you know, now I'm pretty convinced that there is an afterlife, what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
What's going to happen when I die? And we're trying to give a description. And we've actually changed our the way we're going to do research now. Before, we were going to take spirit commentary on disagreements. But instead, we're going to actually expand the topics and just start covering more and more, both in terms of, you know, what our purpose is on life on Earth. And
yeah.
What we can expect in the afterlife.
Well, you know, and I'm on the website as we're talking right now, and you mentioned reincarnation, so I kind of just hit that link. And I just want to read this really quick, because I think this is really cool. If you hit the reincarnation link on it's on the homepage of afterlifedata.com. Spirits reincarnate on Earth because they are being given the opportunity to accelerate their learning process to achieve higher consciousness levels. This occurs because they become involved with so many more experiences in the physical world. And I've often heard about this, you know, that That's why reincarnation occurs. And, you know, I always just put in a nutshell, I say, you keep coming back till you get it right, you know, and stuff like that. And I think that, you know, wow, there's a lot more to it. It's much more complicated. That is part of it, though. I mean, you know, getting it right does mean maybe you've learned something finally and you can achieve that higher level of consciousness, of being, I guess, as a spirit body. And, you know, we often hear about people with past lives and things like that.
Right.
And, yeah, all these things just kind of tie together. This site also, what I find a lot of fun is that, you know, this is kind of, and I hate to use this website as an example, but it's kind of like a Wikipedia of the afterlife, because you guys literally, I mean, you go into this and you can get lost in it, because, I mean, we hit a link, and then there's a bunch of other links, you know, within all this information you guys are putting out there, your sources, of course, and things like that. And it just, there's all types of information here. It just blows my mind that there's so much here just on the afterlife by itself.
Yeah, we found that even after the first week, we were getting like a 30 to 40% return rate. I think, you know, people, they couldn't read everything in one sitting, you know, so they were coming back, which was great. You know,
well,
it's good to see.
And when it comes to the visitors to your site, and this is something, you know, right now with the way the world is, especially here in the United States, I mean, these are, well, the government says that, you know, we're in a recession, but basically if they're going to admit, in my opinion, if they're going to admit we're in a recession, that means we're in a depression. So, you know, I think people, there's a lot of desperate people out right there right now, and I think it's been proven time and time again, tried and true, that when people hit hard times in the physical world, right, they sometimes look to the spirit world or the afterlife for answers, possibly, and they try to get a bit more spiritual. Do you think that's, do you think that may be tying in with the return visits or maybe all the traffic you guys are getting?
That could be. You know, there's other indications that other things are going on. For example, there appears to be some kind of consciousness revolution going on.
Yeah.
You know, and there's like, you know, 10,000 law of attraction sites out there. But there's also some indications in the, you know, the between life regression material that there's going to be a decision that's being made to thin the veil, so to speak, to make it easier to communicate or to transfer information between, you know, this plane and others. And that came through Michael Newton's work. And so we're kind of wondering, you know, whether there's, like, you know, a combination of things. I'm sure this, there's people wondering whether they can, you know, get help from some other force. You know,
yeah.
Maybe you'll learn about it on our site.
Yeah.
But I think there's other things going on.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. We're obviously, and this I'm sure we're going to, I mean, I was at the bookstore the other day, for example, with my girlfriend, and there's like, you know, in the spirituality section now, it seems like it's a growing thing. They're reproducing like rabbits now in the section. There's more and more books in there on 2012, right? There's, you know, and
yeah.
I have my beliefs about it, but I think
sure.
As we inch closer and closer to that, coupled with a lot of the stuff we have going on, I think people are also becoming more interested in that, because we've been hearing about it our entire lives, like, oh my God, 2012, end of the Mayan calendar, what are we going to do? Well, we're there.
Right.
Sink or swim, guys, what's going to happen here?
The question, I think, is it going to end up another 2000?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. My theory on when we turn, you know, the millennium, the big millennium party, you know, my whole thing back then, because people were asking me, like, well, what do you think is going to happen? I'm like, well, all these people that are freaking out about everything, we're all going to die. I think it's self-immolation. They're just going to off themselves because they can't handle it, you know? Thankfully, you know, I didn't hear about mass suicides going on. Thank God, right? But
it's because I hit the bodies.
Yeah, you hit the Keith hid the bodies for us. Thank you, Keith. But, you know, I think, what really happened that night? What really happened that night? I know I just kind of hung out and it was business as usual.
Exactly.
So, you know, maybe I think there is going to be this ramp up where your guys' site's going to be getting a lot of hits. I know we get a lot of questions over here, too. And I'm thinking, really, when we go into 2012, yeah, there may be a switchover. There may be. People might be from all this chatter about it, right? All the ideas going around about 2012. That may be what makes the change for us, and maybe we might be enlightened. I mean, this, I know this is kind of off topic, but what do you guys think about that? I mean, do you guys have any opinions on 2012?
You know, obviously, if there's a, you know, like with Dean Radin's work in that, with the collective consciousness,
yeah,
of a group of people can make changes. And, I don't really know what to make of it. You know, the question is whether it's going to be catastrophic or peacefully done, I guess. You know, that's the biggest worry in a lot of people's minds.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not even going to worry about it right now.
Either, yeah, I mean, really, there's, I have to go, I got to go to work tomorrow. So.
Yeah, all the time I see people getting worked up 2012 on my work.
I got the mortgage to pay here. I got stuff to do. I'll deal with 2012 when it shows up. That bridge is a long way.
You know, most of the cans of food is going to expire by that time.
We got a couple minutes, unfortunately. I knew we were just going to fly through this thing, but personal experiences from you guys. We always like to ask people this on the show. I mean, what kind of... Most people who get into the paranormal or studying the afterlife, specifically like you guys are, it's usually sparked by an experience they possibly had. I mean, did you guys ever have any experiences?
Yeah, a number of them. Actually, we've had a few over the last couple of days. I was actually in Michigan a week ago because my uncle, 92 years, died. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
2 days ago, he was walking out of a cane about a year ago and asked my... my cousin's husband to, if he could borrow their extra cane. They couldn't find it. They scoured the house. So this past week, he was walking down the hallway, and the cane fell right in front of his steps.
Oh!
Unbelievable. And then my aunt went to bed that night, felt there was something in the bed with her, turned over, saw my uncle, and then he looked at her and vanished.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah,
now, we've been smelling the perfume of my mom, who died in 1999, for the last 2.5 years.
No, wait, she felt...
Not only here, but also my dad has in Michigan, and also my aunt has smelled it. That was her twin sister.
Oh,
and then a cousin in Connecticut has also been smelling it, too.
She actually felt...
Yes.
And then he just vanished.
And then he vanished. He actually looked at her, and then he vanished.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. I can't. I'm a little speechless on that one. I haven't heard one like that in a while. Michelle, how about you, Michelle?
You know, I've had little things throughout my life happen, and you know, you kind of until you start really thinking about this more and really delving into it, you kind of pass it off as a coincidence, or whatever.
Yep.
And which is pretty typical for everybody, especially if you've been brought up in a Christian background and
uh-huh.
and all that kind of good stuff, and you go, oh no, that's not anything like that. So, but it started to become really apparent. The last couple of years with Dennis's mom's perfume, it is just so distinctive, and at first we thought, well, maybe it's something where it's the flowers that are blooming or something like that. But this is in the dead of winter we get this.
Yeah.
It could be in the house, outside.
Inside, outside, doesn't matter.
It could cover a whole area. At one point, it felt like she was walking in front of me because the person was moving as I was walking.
Oh, my goodness.
There's, we had a wonderful cat, which actually we have up on our blog, the story of it. She came back to us the day after she passed.
Hmm.
And we're completely convinced that the visit from some cat that we've never seen before and have never seen since, who had come up to our back door, knocked on the door,
yeah.
We all petted her, and then left.
Yeah, how many animals in your neighborhood come and knock on your door, huh?
Well, yeah. Excuse me, do you have some sugar?
This cat was jumping up against the door wanting to get in.
Yeah.
And it came in, and all the kids petted it, we petted it, and then it ran off, jumped on a stump, looked back, and then ran away. We've never seen it since.
Oh, my God.
We never saw it before.
Yeah, it was completely incredible.
We're
like, oh, well, new cat in the neighborhood. Well,
unfortunately... go ahead, Dennis. What do you want to say? Go ahead.
Just came to visit us. Go figure, huh?
Unfortunately, we are at the top of the hour. We flew through this thing. This always happens. We get into this stuff and we got to cut off and move on. I apologize about that, guys, but hang on the line for 1 second. Thank you so much
sure.
for joining us. We really appreciate
this was
it.
Fun.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm glad you guys had fun. I had a good time, too. Good. Hang tight for 1 second, all right, guys?
Okay.
Don't leave us just yet. Hang tight. All right. Really great talking to us. AfterlifeData.com. Awesome website. And there's a lot to look at there, guys. Check it out for sure. I've been kind of like, as we were talking tonight, we've just been discussing this, and I've been looking through the site along with them. So check that out for sure, guys.
Very interesting site.
Very interesting website. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Miriam Delicato about blonde, blue-eyed aliens. This is something that's going to be interesting. Mm. We're going to do that here in a couple minutes. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Keith.
We'll be... We'll be right back after this.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk.